For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, well, in New Orleans, they done did bad. Wow, Mr. David, your Chicago Bulls not quite looking as good as we might have hoped. Woo!
Morning, Molly. Yeah, Thursday morning, the morning after the Bulls opened their season with a dud.
Yeah.
With a thud, a clunker, look away, all the things apply. That was really a disappointing opening night for the Bulls. High expectations. Well, I think every opener, every beginning of a season, there's a sense of hope and optimism. You heard it from Zach LaVine before the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go out and they were careless with the basketball.
Well, that's...
They didn't really put up the three-pointers at the rate that they had in preseason, and they couldn't defend anybody. So they go down to the Pelicans, and now a tough stretch to start the season seems a little bit tougher.
What was more disappointing, the 20 turnovers or the 10 of 39 threes?
I think the turnovers because... You figure the threes, you're on the road, maybe that'll come. You were looking for more of a style adjustment, and if they wanted to get into that pace, you'll figure that would come. The turnovers are inexcusable. The three-point shooting, you figure maybe that'll come, they'll get hot. We saw it in the preseason a little bit better. But I don't understand how this team that was careless with the basketball last year is – the same type of team again, so it seems.
They don't have much, okay? They don't look for Vooch very much, so you don't see him doing a lot. They were turning the ball over. They had one good stretch in the game. They had one really nice stretch in the game where Zach LaVine got red hot.
Oh, he had 19 in the first half.
Right before halftime.
Yeah.
And then that went away. I fear he's the only guy on the team that can make his own shot.
I think that he can create his own shot. He doesn't need to get in any sort of offensive, you know, scheme, and nobody needs to get him open necessarily. He got hot, then he did a heat check, and then he had 10 of 17, and he ends up with 27 points. But he had 7 turnovers. And he was careless with the basketball.
He was really careless with the ball.
We can talk about it, but to me, the most disappointing player last night was Coby White. And I know that there were others maybe that did their best to look their worst, but Coby White, to me, going 0 for 5 from three-point range, after the kind of rhetoric that we heard about him heading into this season, to open up that way, really disappointing.
Yeah, I don't think he had a very good game. I got to be honest with you. I don't know who had a very good game. I saw Josh Giddey make some layups, but I don't know that that's an offense you want to run.
He puts pressure on the defense by penetrating, and I think that's really something you didn't expect necessarily, but he did not shoot well. Well, I guess he was 5 for 11, but he didn't shoot a 3 or make a 3. That's the thing. If we are told all preseason that this team is going to be playing a new style of basketball and the analytics and all of the threes that they're going to take, and we put the number on the board and you circle it, it's 45-ish.
48 they averaged in the preseason, right?
They shot 34 last night.
I thought
Josh
they shot
Giddey,
39, didn't they? They only made 10 of them.
10 of 34.
34, okay.
10 of 34, and Josh Giddey was 0 for 1. From long range. He did take the ball to the basket effectively. He hit some layups, so he's 5 of 11. But
it's just not good.
It's just not good enough.
No.
Patrick Williams had to take 7 shots. You're not going to go where you need to go if Patrick Williams is only taking 7 shots. DeMar DeRozan isn't here to blame anymore for getting in the way. Patrick Williams needs to be more aggressive. He only played 24 minutes. So it's very easy to pick apart what went wrong. I think the whole night was a disappointment.
It was a disappointment.
They have to hit reset and hope that the, against the Bucks. I don't know what you hope against the Bucks.
Yeah, well, I don't think you, I don't think you hope for much. I mean, seriously, Zion Williamson did not play in that game, and that looked like maybe you got a little stay of execution and you got a little relief, and that's a game you kind of had to open. I get it. They're a young team. They're a different team. They're trying to move the ball more. Maybe they can do that at home. I don't have a lot of feel good about this season after watching that game.
It's a tough game to look at and see positives right now. And there's no doubt about that. When you see the difference in everything, intensity even, Javonte Green showed the Bulls how hard they need to play.
Well, that's
Javonte Green for the Pelicans really gave the Bulls a lesson or a reminder or however you want to phrase it. This is what it looks like when somebody's invested in hustle and energy and things that the Bulls just didn't have last night.
I thought that Brandon Ingram pretty much could do whatever he wanted.
He pretty much did.
Yeah.
33 points.
Yeah.
And they described it as a quiet 33. I know what they mean. It was just workmanlike. The guy just kept on hitting shots, 13 to 23.
Seemed open quite a bit. And it seemed even when he was defended, he was open.
And C.J. McCollum, effortless from behind the arc, 5 of 11 for three-point range. He had 23. Seemed like he had a louder game because he just kept hitting threes. And nobody could answer for the Bulls. And so you look at a team that was injured, ill, and they still took care of business with the Bulls. And they suffered a bad break. Did you see Murray after the game for them? Broke his left hand.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
When did that happen?
I don't know.
That's their problem. Bulls have enough.
Yeah, that is their problem. Yeah, there are plenty here, let me tell you. It was not a auspicious opening to the season, without a doubt. And it's a different era, and things are different, and they're going to have to figure out some different solutions.
Bright spot, one bright spot. I'll give you one bright spot. You asked me a question. I think Jalen Smith looked like a guy who can do some things. I think he looked like a guy. What'd he have? 15 points? 15 points, 5 of 8 shooting. He hit a 3. He looked like a guy that you could work in. Good rotational piece. Vooch had 21 and 10. 21 and 11. He had a double-double, kind of just being ignored. He got a double-double.
He didn't seem to get the ball. It was crazy.
Vooch is open. That's okay. I'm going to chuck up a 3 because this is our new style of play.
Yeah.
I know the man is open, but I'm going to shoot with a hand in my face and miss. Frustrating night. Imagine how Billy Donovan felt. Although coaches are trained to look at the big picture, kind of settle in for the long haul. But if you were excited going into the game last night as a Bulls fan, I think you were deflated at the end of it.
Yes, I agree with that. I felt deflated by the end of it. I did. There was that brief little moment where Zach was playing well, and I thought, maybe they got a chance here. Maybe they got something going, but it didn't last, and it certainly...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It didn't hold. I don't think I felt that way coming out. I felt like even when he was hot like almost outside their offense.
It was almost
like they were taking turns.
No,
it was his turn.
It was like, I'm feeling it.
Yes.
I'm going to shoot it. No passes. That's okay. This is the offense.
Yeah. I hit another three. I'm feeling it. I'm going to come down, and somehow the ball is slapped and it's floating around up there. What happened there? It was just too many turnovers.
Lonzo Ball first basket in 33 months in a regular season game.
That was nice.
That was a nice moment.
Yeah.
And you like to see him on the court, 14 minutes for Lonzo. He will likely play Friday instead of Saturday, or are they going to rest him Friday and play him Saturday?
I think they'll play him at home. So I think you'll see him if Friday's the home opener.
Oh, great. No, Saturday's the home opener.
The home
opener. They're not going to play against the Bucks.
Oh, boy.
Boy.
Yeah. I just thought out of the two games, maybe play at home.
I want to go back and start the season over, though, so we can still say nice things about Talen Horton-Tucker, because he had a tough night. He had a tough night. That was not the preseason version.
Well, you know.
It just looked a little rough.
I don't think.
Looked a little rough, a little rugged. He looked like a guy that was.
Local guy made good.
I know.
It's not like they were using him a lot. How many minutes did he play?
Seven.
Yeah.
They seem to stand out.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It's a little rugged there. And then Bouzelis.
Boy, that first shot.
Shaky shooting.
Holy cow.
Was he nervous, you think?
The shank? His first shot?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
I'd
say.
Shaky. Little shaky.
Yeah, it was a little shaky.
He had to be nervous. There had to be some anxiety going on there.
It might have been the haircut.
I don't think it was the haircut.
Know. Maybe when he grows it out, it'd be okay.
But they weren't going to see what they had in him because he only played 5 minutes.
Well, after that first shot he took.
It's like, no.
Not a surprise that he only played 5 minutes.
Here's the map to Hoffman Estates.
What? Yeah, exactly. Have a van pick him up in New Orleans.
You're going to Uber to the G League.
That's being mean.
That is being mean.
Yeah. No, we got a lot of hope for that kid.
The rotation was 11 deep. We saw 11 guys using the rotation, one more than we thought, but that was THT getting involved. So we'll see. It's only one game. We don't want to overreact. I think we just did. But
no, we totally overreacted, and we got a little carried away. So let's calm down.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski, and Gone South Season 4 will be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.